Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fane. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fane moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fane scores. Michaels moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Groth moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McDougald. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. McDougald steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to third. Woodling moves to second. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDougald tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-0 in the game. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Groth reaches second base with a double. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Woodling throws the ball into Rizzuto, who relays the ball to Berra, who tags Lawler, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McDougald. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzuto takes first base on ball 4. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McDougald scores. Rizzuto moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jerry Coleman. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rizzuto scores. Slaughter moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Andy Carey pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Bill Wilson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing left field. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barra for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Collins now playing first base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Cass Michaels. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.